Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Cooper Union, the venerable East Village College for Architecture and Art, has been famously tuition-free since 1902, but that may be coming to an end. The college president announced earlier this month that charging tuition may be necessary to cover rising operating costs. Here to talk about this and what it means for a unique New York City institution is Richard Perez Pena, higher education reporter for the New York Times. Hi, Richard. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Why now? What happened that is putting Cooper Union in a tight spot?
Well, it's a combination of things. Maybe the most pressing is that there's a new president, and he came in and took a fresh look at things. He has no ownership of the past problems. Even the people who are critical of his statement that they might have to charge tuition, they acknowledge there's a problem, and they acknowledge that it's not his fault. So, he gets to sort of do the bold thing that it might have been more difficult for the previous president. But, this has been building for a long, long time, and the economic downturn since 2008 has made it worse. Their situation has definitely gotten more dire in the last 3 years.
Is this a unique Cooper Union thing, or should we see this in the context of shrinking endowments and higher operating costs for colleges all over the country?
That's a good point. It depends sort of on where the college is positioned financially. The really, really wealthy colleges, yes, their endowments shrank a lot, but it doesn't matter particularly. They're still in fantastic economic shape. They still can offer lots of financial aid. Some of them have even taken a no-loans policy that you graduate without debt. So for them, it doesn't matter as much. But for the colleges that don't have such big endowments, yeah, this is a national problem. And then what's specific to...
Richard, did we lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Go ahead.
Sorry. What's specific to Cooper Union is that historically, they did not do a good job of raising money from their alumni. And that's gotten better in the last decade or so, but they still don't do a lot of alumni fundraising compared to other schools.
We know that people in and around Cooper Union are talking about this a lot, and some students, even though it wouldn't affect current students, I don't believe, are very upset at the prospect. So we're opening up the phones. Cooper Union students, you can call in 212-433-WNYC. If the financial problem is real, how should the college cover it? Why is being tuition-free an important value to you if you're in the Cooper Union community? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And also with us for a couple of minutes now, he asked if he could call in today, is the president of Cooper Union, Jamshed Berusha, who joins us on the telephone now. President Berusha, thank you for... No, we don't have the president? Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought we were going to have the president of Cooper Union, and I think we still will. But let's see. Are they thinking of leaping, Richard, right to a private school tuition of $40,000, $50,000 a year, including room and board, that you might find at the Ivies, for example?
I doubt it, but that's a question that they carefully have not answered. What Dr. Berusha has said is, let's have a task force study this, come back with some solutions in the spring. So they very steadfastly not talked specifics, not talked numbers. I think that, whatever happens is very unlikely to be at that $40,000-$50,000 level, at least initially. They might ramp up to it, and as you pointed out, it won't affect anybody currently enrolled. It would start in I think they've said 2014, one of the points that Dr. Berusha has made is that this is not just a matter of not meeting their operating costs and running at a deficit, which they are and actually have been for a while. I think most years in the last couple of decades they've run at a deficit. It's that they need to upgrade their facilities, and he wants to make things better.
There are so many idiosyncratic New York pieces to this story, too. There's real estate, there's politics, there's all this inherited social history. Mm-hmm. Even the Chrysler Building holds a place in all this. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, Cooper Union actually owned the land under the Chrysler Building. That was a bequest a long time ago. So it generates rent for them. And actually, that deal was renegotiated a few years ago on terms that are actually quite good for Cooper Union. You know, if you make a real estate deal now, you're not going to do so well. But they did it sort of at the height of the bubble. But the history is fascinating. You know, Peter Cooper was this industrialist who also had a lot of very modern liberal ideas, educating women, educating minorities, aiding the poor. He thought that for people who couldn't pay, you still should be able to have a college education. And so he endowed this college. He started it. One of the first speakers, they host a lot of speeches in their auditorium. One of the first great speakers there was Abraham Lincoln, who gave a landmark speech while he was campaigning for president in 1860.
So famously, anybody who goes to the Great Hall at Cooper Union certainly sees the references there to that Lincoln speech. Our lines are full. Let's take a call from a Cooper Union alum, Paul in Tribeca. Paul, you're on WNYC. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you
so much. Just very shortly, I am a Cooper Union alum and also have recently been teaching there. And I was told, actually, that they're cutting back on the marginal courses. I guess I teach a marginal course. And I'd rather see the institution remain tuition-free, and my job is irrelevant to that. But the important, the relevant part of Cooper Union remaining tuition-free is that it maintains its culture. It doesn't become just another one of those art factories like the competition, which are more commercially oriented. It remains pure. So that's the only thing I really wanted to say. And thanks a lot for letting me speak.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. And now we have on the line, calling from his office, the president of Cooper Union, Jamshed Barusha. President Barusha, thank you for joining us. Hello.
Hello, Brian. Thank you very much.
So do you want to put this issue of free tuition in context? And think about non-Cooper Union people listening right now who may not even know that Cooper Union is a private college with free tuition and may be thinking, how'd they ever pull that off?
Well, Cooper Union is a truly historic institution in the city of New York and in the United States, and really has defined so many aspects of higher education in this country way, way ahead of its time. Peter Cooper was from the working classes himself, and he worked hard all of his life to save up enough money to start a college to provide unprecedented socioeconomic access to a fine education for those who lacked access, either because they couldn't afford it or because of religious barriers or racial barriers or gender barriers. I mean, he was way ahead of his time. And he had a very, very comprehensive philosophy of education. It's really quite an education to actually read his writings. I have in my office his unpublished autobiography. There's an extraordinary biography of him in 1949. He really wanted a place that provided access to those who could least afford it, and his philosophy is as pertinent today as it was then.
But here you are in the position of coming in as president, looking at the books and saying, oh, my goodness, I have to be the bad cop and do something that goes against that vision?
No, actually, my commitment is to strengthen Peter Cooper's mission of making it possible for those who can least afford it to attend. Even students who are on full scholarships have to be able to afford living expenses and supplies and so on, and those kinds of expenses are rising. When you're running the kind of deficit that Cooper Union is running, which is full 27% of its budget, is a cash shortfall that's being drawn down from the endowment at a rate that cannot be sustained. the most important thing is to create a sustainable financial model that enables Cooper Union to commit even more strongly to provide access to those who can least, who have least access today, given all of the things that the working classes and the middle classes are struggling with.
President Bush, I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute and let you listen to a couple of the callers, one current student and one alum, and see what you think about their arguments about why maintaining free tuition is important, and we'll see if they can make an argument that it's doable. Willis, current student at Cooper Union, Willis?
Yes, hi.
Thanks so much for calling in. We really appreciate you speaking up.
Sure. So my position on this is the reason that a free tuition is so important is that it's a merit-based scholarship. So when you're accepted, it's based on the quality of your work and that alone. And even arguments such as students who can pay, should pay, I think should really not happen, because it would basically, when you're at the school, everyone's on the same field and everyone starts from the same position.
So you think it would change something about the Cooper Union education or the Cooper Union experience that would be a great loss?
Oh, yeah, definitely, significantly. It would change the culture. It would change the way students relate to each other. And students and teachers, I think, would also, that relationship would also change. So
how would it change the student-faculty relationship, do you think?
Well, I think that, I mean, I'm in the art school, so there's kind of the rapport between the teachers and the students is not one that's like easily quantified. And
but that would change if you were paying tuition?
I just think that there'd be a quota for how many students that would need to be accepted who can pay, and I just feel like it would change the way that it would just change the culture of the school and change the way that students and teachers thought about their relationship. As sometimes it's more like colleagues than than a more hierarchical situation.
Willis, thank you. And Ben in the East Village, you're an alum and an adjunct instructor. Is that right, Ben?
Yes, I'm actually I'm in class right now taking a listening break. So thanks for taking my call.
You have a class of students listening in on this?
Yes, drawing one is they're all sitting around listening to this show because they're very, very nervous and excited about what's happening at Cooper. And they, I would say overwhelmingly people want the school to stay completely tuition-free. And the point that I wanted to make is it's important to our society to have a tuition-free institution. I mean, the human race needs innovation to survive. And, you know, an important idea behind a tuition-free school for arts and sciences is that students are unburdened by tuition debt, and it makes them more free to explore experimental and innovative ideas
after school. But
yeah,
but
I mean,
it's easy now. I might, you know, people may say it's easy for you to sit there and drawing one and not have to worry about how they're actually going to pay for this free education.
I mean, you know, it's important. Free education makes free thinkers. You know, when they get out of school, they'll be a lot more prone to trying risky and avant-garde ideas, not just in drawing one, but also in technology, you know. And, and Peter Cooper knew this. Like, he was coming out of the Industrial Revolution, which was a technological manifestation of basically Enlightenment ideas. And now we are undergoing a digital information revolution, and these ideas of absolutely free education leading to free thinking are as important, if not more important now, to the very survival and the thriving of our society.
Ben, thank you very much for calling in. Now let's go back to the president of Cooper Union, Jamshed Barusha. President Barusha, you heard a couple of arguments there. The current student was saying it would change the nature of the relationship between people at the school who are either student to student or even student to faculty, where there's no sort of class hierarchy based on how much money somebody was able to pay. And the adjunct professor's argument was very interesting, too, that it would change the nature of the contribution that Cooper alum could make if they come out of school with student debt up to their ears like everybody else.
Yeah, and I agree with the I think both callers were very eloquent. Cooper Union is a very, very special place. The students are like no other student body I've seen in the their commitment to their work. They're here to do creative things, and they're focused on their work. And I'm teaching a class myself, and I get to see the extraordinary quality of the students. And I agree that students and faculty have relationships that are more like colleagues than hierarchical. And I think that these points and so many others are cherished aspects of this culture, as is the history of free tuition for all. And so as we proceed forward in coming up with solutions, we have to treat these issues very sensitively, because it is important for us to preserve the very best of the institution and build on that. And I think that the task force, you know, will be charged with looking at all of the many, many ideas that are coming in.
Will they also look at how the school got into this financial shape? Because I know some students are calling for that as an investigation.
Yes, I'm glad you asked, because the board has undertaken a review of its audited financial statements and is pledged to communicate with all of the Cooper Union constituencies in the next few weeks, in fact, by December 16th. And so I do agree that there are a lot of questions about the past, and that that's causing a lot of confusion, and the board is pledged to providing answers and to sharing information. And they have set December 16th as a deadline for completing their review and communicating.
That's fast. All right. The president of Cooper Union, Jamshed Barusha, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And Richard Perez Payne, a New York Times correspondent, who's been covering Cooper Union, considering ending its long tradition of free tuition. Richard, is that going to satisfy the students and the alum, do you think, that level of investigation that the president was just describing?
I don't know. It's hard to say. If the fact that it's internal by the board, I think, will make a lot of people skeptical, but it depends on what they come up with. I just want to make a point about what the callers were saying, which I think is pretty representative of what you hear in the community.
Right.
I mean, people really do want to keep it the way it is, but what I don't hear is a realistic alternative.
One of the things that you brought up in an article is that alumni don't contribute to the school at the same rate as alumni from other elite universities. Is that measurable, and is that perhaps because the tuition was free and so they have this sense of entitlement about the school?
Yeah, I mean, it's a documented phenomenon. I don't know if it's if it has anything to do with a sense of entitlement. I think it probably has to do with the fact that many of the graduates become artists, because that's one of its specialties, and a lot of artists don't make a lot of money. Many of them come from low-income backgrounds. I mean, that's sort of the whole point. They didn't start out with a lot, so I think that has something to do with it. But I also suspect that it has to do with the infrastructure at the school. You know, most elite colleges have turned alumni fundraising into this juggernaut. I mean, they have it down to a science. You know, if you've gone to one of these schools,
and
you can't go a few months without getting a phone call.
We have to leave it there with Richard Perez Painter, covering the Cooper Union situation for the New York Times. Richard, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Brian.
One venerable New York institution, perhaps about to change.